Welcome to Navigating Life with Neurodiversity, a podcast about identity, healing, and honest conversations for those who feel deeply, think differently, and live uniquely. My name is Matt, and I'm glad you're here. In today's episode, I'm going to do a human-centered and evidence-based exploration of ADHD and autistic burnout. ADHD and autistic burnout are both deeply impactful yet often misunderstood experiences within the neurodivergent community. Though distinct in nature, ADHD being a neurodevelopmental condition and autistic burnout an overwhelming response to prolonged stress, they share the common thread of mental and emotional exhaustion that can erode a person's capacity to function in everyday life. This episode offers a detailed exploration of both phenomena, combining robust scientific research with lived experiences to provide insight, validation, and practical value for both healthcare professionals and neurodivergent individuals themselves. To illustrate the human side of these conditions, consider the words of one adult with ADHD. Quote, "It's like trying to juggle a dozen tasks at once while someone keeps throwing in more. No one else seems to notice how hard you're working not to drop everything." End quote. In parallel, an autistic adult described burnout as, quote, "losing access to parts of yourself. You know how to talk, think, move, but the pathways feel broken, like your body's in power-saving mode." End quote. What follows is a comprehensive look at how ADHD and autistic burnout manifest, what causes them, how they differ and intersect, and, most importantly, how recovery and resilience are possible. So let's start by understanding the condition. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, also known as ADHD, is a neurodevelopmental condition characterized by a persistent pattern of inattention, impulsivity, and hyperactivity that are developmentally inappropriate and interfere with daily functioning. It is estimated to affect around 5% of children globally and continues into adulthood in approximately two-thirds of cases. ADHD is increasingly recognized as a lifelong condition, but diagnosis, especially in adults, is often delayed due to historical misconceptions, gender bias, and the internalization of symptoms. Women, in particular, are frequently underdiagnosed because their presentations often lean more towards inattentiveness and emotional dysregulation rather than overt hyperactivity. Access to diagnosis can also be a major barrier. In the UK, adult ADHD services are under significant strain, with waiting lists for assessments stretching into the years in many areas. Autistic burnout is a term developed and popularized by the autistic community to describe a state of profound exhaustion and functional regression following prolonged exposures to stress, sensory overload, or social masking. It is not currently recognized as a formal diagnosis, but is increasingly documented in qualitative studies and first-hand accounts. The defining features of autistic burnout include pervasive fatigue, a marked reduction in daily functioning, and heightened sensitivity to sensory input. Many individuals describe it as a total system collapse, the result of chronic misalignment between an individual's needs and the demands placed upon them. Diagnostically, burnout is often misinterpreted as depression or anxiety. However, autistic burnout differs significantly in onset, duration, and recovery trajectory. It typically follows extended periods of masking, navigating non-autistic environments, or coping with unrelenting sensory input without reprieve. To dive a bit further into the causes and risk factors, ADHD is primarily neurological, with strong genetic heritability and distinct differences in the brain structure and dopamine regulation. Environmental factors such as a premature birth or prenatal exposure to alcohol and tobacco may increase susceptibility, but are not direct causes. However, the condition itself is only part of the equation. It is the interplay between ADHD traits and rigid societal structures that often precipitates burnout. People with ADHD often expend significant energy masking their symptoms or overcompensating for executive dysfunction, which leads to chronic stress and long-term emotional fatigue. Autistic burnout is primarily driven by the relentless mental and emotional labor involved in masking, navigating overwhelming sensory environments and operating under non-accommodating expectations. Risk factors include late or undiagnosed autism, lack of access to accommodations, major life transitions, and insufficient social support. The role of masking cannot be overstated. Many autistic individuals spend decades camouflaging their true behaviors, suppressing stims, forcing eye contact, or rehearsing social scripts, which, while often necessary to pass in a neurotypical society, it exacts a devastating psychological toll over time. Whilst ADHD burnout and autistic burnout are not clinical terms, many people with ADHD experience symptoms that closely align with burnout, including chronic fatigue, emotional dysregulation, procrastination paralysis, and executive dysfunction. Common warning signs include escalating disorganization, missed appointments or deadlines, emotional outbursts or irritability, sleep disturbances and mental fatigue, or withdrawal from responsibilities or hobbies. These symptoms often intensify during periods of high stress or transitions, such as starting a new job or managing complex life changes. Autistic burnout tends to appear gradually and can include loss of previously mastered skills, daily routines, speech, etc., increased sensory sensitivity and overwhelm, heightened emotional fragility or shutdowns, withdrawal from social interactions, or a deep, persistent sense of exhaustion that is unrelieved by rest. Unlike depression, which often includes pervasive hopelessness, autistic burnout is more functional in nature. People want to engage physically and cognitively can't. At this midpoint, I hope it's become very clear that I put an awful lot of time and research into some of these posts. If you or someone you may know may benefit from the insights shared within this episode, please like, subscribe, share it around. So some of the longer term impacts of these: untreated or poorly supported ADHD can result in academic underachievement, relationship difficulties, chronic job instability, and poor mental health outcomes. Adults with ADHD are far more likely to experience substance misuse, self-esteem issues, and an increased risk-taking behaviors. ADHD also correlates with higher rates of car accidents, workplace injuries, and lower overall life satisfaction. One of the most distressing impacts is internalized shame, a byproduct of a lifetime of being told that they are lazy, disorganized, or careless. Severe autistic burnout can lead to a long-term reduction in functional capacity, sometimes referred to as skill loss. Individuals may lose the ability to communicate verbally, perform basic self-care, or participate in previously manageable social situations. Furthermore, autistic burnout has been linked heavily to suicidal ideation, increased comorbid anxiety and depression, and long-term occupational disengagement. It is not uncommon for autistic adults to drop out of employment or education due to recurring cycles of burnout and recovery. Effective ADHD management involves a combination of medication, behavioral therapy, lifestyle modifications, and environmental adaptations. Stimulant medications, such as methylphenidate, remain the gold standard and are shown to improve attention and executive function significantly. Cognitive behavioral therapies, ADHD coaching, and executive function training can all offer long-term benefits by helping individuals build sustainable routines and adaptive strategies. Other critical elements include sleep hygiene, regular physical activity, and external structuring tools such as planners, timers, and reminder apps. Perhaps most importantly, self-compassion is a crucial recovery component. many people with ADHD spend years internalizing failure narratives. Reframing these experiences can be as therapeutic as any formal intervention. The first principle of autistic burnout recovery is rest. Genuine, unstructured rest without guilt. For many, this means taking extended time off work, reducing sensory and social input, and returning to routines that feel safe and manageable. Recovery also involves unmasking, allowing oneself to stim or communicate in preferred ways, and engage with special interests freely. Peer support from other autistic individuals is often one of the most effective and healing resources. In some cases, occupational therapy or autism-informed counselling can support a reintegration into work or education, but any recovery plan must be paced slowly and sensitively. So while ADHD and autistic burnouts differ in origin, one being a lifelong condition, the other a burnout state, they share overlapping traits such as executive dysfunction, emotional dysregulation, and chronic fatigue. The key differences are rooted in cause and trajectory. ADHD is an innate and chronic. Autistic burnout is reactive, potentially cyclical. ADHD requires management of ongoing symptoms, whereas autistic burnout requires an environmental overhaul to allow healing. However, both require understanding, accommodations, and systems that support neurodivergent ways of living. Healthcare systems are slowly adapting to neurodiversity, but significant gaps remain. ADHD services for adults are underfunded and inconsistent, while autistic burnout still lacks any formal clinical recognition, meaning many individuals fall through the cracks. Workplaces and schools must also become more flexible. Simple accommodations like extending deadlines, flexible working hours, or sensory-friendly environments can dramatically reduce burnout. Most importantly, society must move beyond awareness to acceptance. As the neurodiversity movement asserts, it is not just about helping people to survive, it's about building a world where they can thrive. So to conclude, ADHD and autistic burnout are complex, multidimensional experiences that cannot be reduced to checklists or stereotypes. They both require evidence-based interventions and compassionate, human-centered responses. Through deeper understanding and systemic change, we can begin to dismantle the barriers that exhaust and isolate neurodivergent individuals and instead create spaces where they are not only supported, but celebrated. If the information discussed in today's episode is of interest, I shall provide a full list of all of the studies and references used to script this episode as further reading for anybody who wishes to further educate themselves on the issues discussed. Thanks for listening to Navigating Life with Neurodiversity. If this episode resonated, follow on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from, share it with someone you care about, or leave a review. It all helps more than you know. Until next time, be kind to yourselves.